The head of the Czech Roman Catholic Church has criticised plans to host events in August's Prague Pride LGBT festival at the city's parish of St. Salvatore, headed by priest and professor Tomáš Halík. In a statement, Cardinal Dominik Duka said it was inappropriate for the church to be involved with events advocating interests sharply at odds with its own. But what particular festival sidebars are being held on church property, and how do Prague Pride respond to the church leaders' comments? These are questions Ian Willoughby put to Bohdana Rambouskova, the organization's spokesperson.
There are two events taking place at the Roman Catholic Academic Parish Prague, and one of them is a debate with an American nun, Janine Gramick, who's been popular for her focus on LGBT issues and religion. And the second event is a screening of a Polish film, and it's followed by a debate.
I understand this is the first time that the Czech Catholic Church has in any way been involved with the Prague Pride. How did the cooperation come about?
Well, this is not the first time religious events are included in the program of Prague Pride. In previous years, we already had prayers and debates on spiritual topics. We've been cooperating with Logos, which is the oldest Czech organization focused on LGBT issues and religion. And this year, they came with quite rich program consisting of prayers, debates, film screening and other things.
Yesterday, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, issued a statement saying that it wasn't appropriate to emphasize exceptionality and to advocate for interests at odds with those of the church, referring to the Prague Pride Festival and the parade in particular. What do you say to his comments?
First of all, we need to point out that Prague Pride is not just a Saturday parade. We have the whole week of different events, debates, screenings of films, theater plays, different discussions with international guests and many more. So I would like to invite Mr. Dominik Duka or any other person to see the program of Prague Pride and maybe to participate at some of the events.
But are you at all offended by what he said yesterday?
Yeah, well, offended, it's too strong word. But what we just feel is misunderstanding of what Prague Pride is. Of course, we are not very surprised by his position. On the other hand, we are here to open debate and provide chance for people with different opinions to meet. And I would say that there is discrimination of LGBT people within the church, and that is why we are opening these topics at Prague Pride. And I would say that the fact that Dominik Duka felt the urgency to issue this statement is, I would say, one of the proofs that the situation of LGBT people in church is not totally free and totally equal with other people.